CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Why Communist China Fears Shen Yun and Falun Gong. Over the last decade plus, Shen Yun advertisements and performances have become a familiar sight in cities across Canada, the United States, and many other countries, primarily in North America, Europe, and East Asia.
中共为何害怕神韵和法轮功？过去十多年来，神韵广告和演出在加拿大、美国和欧洲、亚洲很多国家的城市都家喻户晓。
Behind the name, which translates from Chinese as the beauty of divine beings dancing, is a story not just of artistic and commercial success, but also resilience in the face of unfathomable repression.
神韵即神的舞动之美，其背后不仅是一个艺术和商业成功的故事，也是面对惨烈镇压时坚不可摧的故事。
Shen Yun Performing Arts, a non-profit organization, was founded in 2006 by adherents of Falun Gong, a meditative discipline rooted in traditional Chinese culture that has been harshly persecuted by the communist regime in China. From its headquarters in upstate New York, Shen Yun's companies tour hundreds of cities each season, bringing classical Chinese dance to a global audience of roughly 1 million people annually.
神韵艺术团是一个非盈利组织。2006年由法轮功修炼者在纽约创建。每年神韵艺术家在全球约200个城市演出，吸引现场观众达100万人。法轮功是植根于中国传统文化的佛家修炼功法，遭到中共的残酷迫害。
During the 1990s, Falun Gong, also called Falun Dafa, was practiced freely by tens of millions of people in China who took up the discipline and its teachings of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. In July 1989, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, abruptly declared Falun Gong a state enemy and launched an all-out campaign to stamp out the practice.
法轮功也称为法轮大法。是以真善忍为原则的修炼功法，在上世纪90年代，中国大陆有数千万人习练。1999年7月，中共党魁江泽民突然宣布禁止法轮功，并在全国发起镇压以消灭法轮功。
According to investigative books and reports by human rights organizations and the U.S. government, Falun Gong practitioners have been imprisoned, tortured, beaten to death,and even murdered for their organs.
根据人权律师、人权组织和美国政府出版的书籍和报告，法轮功修炼者被非法监禁、酷刑折磨、殴打致死，甚至被活摘器官。
Falun Gong practitioners have pushed back with their own efforts to clarify the truth about their faith and the persecution against it, as well as the ravages that communism has brought to China and the world.
法轮功修炼者一直向人们讲述法轮功和修炼人被中共迫害的真相，以及共产主义带给中国和世界的灾难。
A 2021 report by Freedom House states that China conducts the most sophisticated, global, and comprehensive campaign of transnational repression in the world, much of which is directed at Falun Gong and Shen Yun.
自由之家2021年的一份报告指出，中共进行了世界上最复杂、全球性和全面的跨国镇压运动，其中大部分是针对法轮功和神韵的。
While depicting China's ancient artistic and cultural heritage, Shen Yun's mission to showcase China before communism has long incurred the ire of Beijing and more recently influential voices in the free world.
在描绘中国古代艺术和文化遗产的同时，神韵的使命是展示共产主义之前的中国。中共因此而感到恼怒。最近神韵也被西方媒体扭曲报道。
On August 15, 2024, the New York Times published an article on the Shenyun Dance Company and a companion article on the same day dealing with Falun Gong. The articles portrayed Shenyun as an abusive environment that treats performers as expendable.
今年8月15日，纽约时报发表了一篇关于神韵的文章，同一天还发表了一篇关于法轮功的文章。这些文章将神韵描绘成一个虐待表演者的环境。
The paper's portrayals are unrecognizable not only to current and former Shenyun performers, but also to doctors, lawyers, and China specialists closely familiar with these communities, Falun Dafa Information Center wrote in a report on August 29th titled 10 Things to Know About the New York Times Investigation of Shenyun Falun Gong.
法轮大法信息中心在8月29日发布一篇题为《关于纽约时报报道神韵你需要知道十件事》的调查报告，其中指出，纽约时报的描述不仅让现任和前任神韵演员无法接受，而且也让非常熟悉这个群体的医生、律师和中国问题专家们无法接受。
The FDIC report states, We discovered that the New York Times disregarded repeated and good faith attempts by Shenyun and others to provide information that ran counter to its preconceived narrative, used highly problematic sources and a small sample size to build a particular storyline, ignored a wide range of experts, did not disclose critical information to readers,and continued a decades-long pattern of grossly distorting the beliefs of Falun Gong practitioners.
法轮大法信息中心发现，纽约时报无视神韵和其他人多次善意地试图提供与其先入为主的说法相反的信息，却使用问题严重的消息来源和小规模样本来构建特定的叙事，无视多个领域的专家意见。没有向读者披露关键讯息，并且延续了其数十年来严重歪曲法轮功学员信仰的报道模式。
The FDIC then detailed 10 things readers should know about the New York Times coverage. The top three things include the New York Times failed to disclose interviewees' obvious conflicts of interest,including ties to the Chinese government, secondly, a CCP-backed YouTuber who has threatened violence against Shenyun and who faces illegal weapons charges in the United States has close ties with the Times interviewees and has spoken publicly about collaborating with the Times journalists. Thirdly, email records indicate journalists explicitly pursued negative stories and omitted lengthy communications,from former Shenyun performers that contradicted their dark narrative.
法轮大法信息中心详细介绍了读者应该了解的有关纽时报道的十件事。前三件事分别是纽约时报未能披露受访者明显的利益冲突，包括与中共政府之间的关系。一名受中共支持的油管自媒体人曾威胁称要对神韵采取暴力行动，此人还因在美国非法持有武器而面临指控。他与纽时的采访对象关系密切，并公开谈论与纽时记者之间的合作。电子邮件记录显示，纽时记者们明显追求负面报道。对于与该报黑暗笔调相矛盾的前神韵演员的长篇通讯记录，则未予采用。
In a report released this January, FDIC noted over 100 incidents targeting Shenyun, including pressure from the Chinese Communist diplomatic missions, anti-Shenyun ads in major newspapers, slashing tour bus tires, imprisoning performers' relatives in China, and sending fake bomb threats to theaters and Shenyun's principal training ground.
在今年一月发布的一份报告中，法轮大法信息中心列举了超过100起针对神韵的事件，包括来自中共外交使团的压力，主要报纸上刊登的反神韵广告，神韵巡回巴士的轮胎被割破，表演者在中国的亲属被监禁，以及对将演出神韵的剧院或演员训练场地发送虚假炸弹威胁邮件等。
In recent months, the CCP has launched a renewed campaign to expand the intensity, depth, and breadth of the regime's efforts to fight Falun Gong overseas, according to leaked internal documents reviewed and compiled by researchers at FDIC in an August 7th report.
法轮大法信息中心在8月7日的报告中表示，泄露的中共内部文件显示，近几个月来，中共发起了新一轮运动，以扩大其在海外打击法轮功的力度、深度和广度。
In particular, the campaign focused on weaponizing social media, as well as embedded CCP spies in the Falun Gong community, to attract negative attention from the entire American society, forcing the U.S. government to take comprehensive action to eliminate Falun Gong.
中共文件特别提到，这轮运动的重点是将社交媒体武器化，并在法轮功团体中安插中共间谍，以引起整个美国社会的负面关注，迫使美国政府采取全面行动消灭法轮功。
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you a song called Turn My Night On, andIt's by Taven from her recently released album titled Rising Sun, and by the way, which was just released last December. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 La Chinese Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目时间，首先要带给大家的是来自 Taven 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Turn My Night On。 那么他这首专辑，这首歌曲呢，选自他去年12月份发行的专辑，名字叫做 Rising Sun， 希望您喜欢。
Stars above, lassoed my heart in your tangled love. I was reeling in confusion and loss, and then I paused. That's when I turned my light on. Turned my light on. I turned my light on and found.Walking through the dark, shadows and smiling camouflage, sidle up to me feeding on doubt. I just want out.
by Cassie and Clinton, and this song is called A Certain Kind of Memory, which is from the album titled The Siren's Song, released in December 2017. 接下来要为大家推荐的是来自 Cassie 和 Clinton 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 A Certain Kind of Memory。
A certain kind
A song called The Five-Letter Word, which is Hello, and it's from Mindful Audacity, and it's also from the album titled Mindful Audacity. The vocalist is Alicia Campbell.接下来要为大家推荐来自 Mindful Audacity 团队乐团演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Five Letter Word Hello。
Full bloom. You came over and took my hand, and you took my breath away, and you chose me from that day. Who would think it would end up like it did? Ooh, maybe I did. And who would think we'd be here? And it all started with a five-letter word.
For today's music section of the Chen Show is vocal by Ding Dang, and the song is called Sou Zang Xin, which means the center of a palm. And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend, and please tune in next Saturday at noon.听众朋友，今天要献给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自叮当演唱的《手掌心》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，同时祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
己还很诚实的欢迎，我敬你一杯一干而尽的黎明，我在南极憧憬你的北极星，我等你一心心心不相依，你是天意，你是大大的马蹄，滚滚了我的红尘，苦苦追寻冰天雪地，一寸光阴一寸心，一朵昙花一朵云，一朵雪花一朵梦境，一捧在手掌心，一颗尘埃一菩提，一颗流星一个只能再等一世纪，你是天